So I'm going to take a moment now to pause, and I'm going to invite Natalie Foote to come up and share her responses, her reflections on this passage.
When I first read this passage, I was really struck by the fact that Ruth went on an adventure and she took initiative and she took a risk. And after listening to Date's sermon, I want to put on the end of that. She took initiative and risk for the sake of relationship, because that's what makes things worth it, is our relationships with people. So her life was defined by risk, which risk means doing something for which the outcome is uncertain. And she started by marrying outside of her group. That was a huge risk for her. And next, she went to a foreign country. Next, she embraced Yahweh and abandoned the gods of her people. Next, she went to the field to provide for herself, which is, as Date said, is just an amazing risk that she took. And the last thing she did, which was a really amazing risk, which she didn't get to, is that she went to the threshing floor to meet Boaz. And in doing all of those things, she risked poverty in a beggar's lifestyle. She risked harm in being sexually taken advantage of by going to the fields. And she risked being socially outcast. She risked everything throughout her life. And I want to speak about how she did this as a woman, because I just don't know many women who would make the same decisions that Ruth did in risking everything. And our difficulties as women in embracing these characteristics of taking initiative and taking risk and going on an adventure, they come up for a lot of different reasons. Some women think that taking initiative and risk is just not womanly, that that's what men do, that men take risk, men take initiative, men go on adventure, and women just weren't made to do that. Some women just haven't seen other women do that. They haven't seen it up close and personal, seen other women in their life taking risk and taking initiative. And then some women, and this is where I fall, some women just say, well, it's not my personality. I'm not confident doing those things. I'm a more behind-the-scenes kind of person. My gift is hospitality. It's just not my personality to take risk and take initiative. And I just want to say that this is how we might naturally be, and it's how I naturally am. But I want to challenge us as women to grow in these ways that Ruth did, and taking initiative and taking risk. And let us not be defined as women as by people, by what we're naturally good at. And I think I'll say something to the men too, that men fall in these same places. Some men think that women aren't made to take risk or take initiative. Some men just haven't seen women in their life do these things. And some men just think, well, the women in my life just aren't risk takers. They just don't take initiative. And then there's the women who are really awesome and are really good at it, who are comfortable taking risk and comfortable taking initiative, and maybe they're naturally good at it, but then there's women who just grow in it and who are committed to it. And I think that there's women in this body, I know women in this body who are amazing risk takers and are amazing at taking initiative and are leaders in ministry. Because in Christ, we are free to take risk. We are free to take initiative because our confidence is in God and not in our glorious selves as women. I don't want to say, hey, women, step it up because we're women, but because our confidence is in God, we can take initiative and risk in the same way that Ruth did. And when failure comes, which is it inevitably will when you take risk, we have a God that picks us up and that gives us strength to try again. Because as followers of Jesus, we strive towards wholeness in embracing all the characteristics of God. God takes initiative. God takes risks. These are godly characteristics that I want to encourage us as women to pursue so that we can chase after our passions and our callings that God has made us for. So if you feel called to the medical field, or if you feel called to the gift of encouragement, or whatever you feel called or passionate about, that you would feel free in God to take initiative and take a risk in growing in those things and in pursuing those things. And I think maybe most importantly, in taking risk and initiative and pursuing your spiritual formation and your growth and in the growth of other people, being passionate and taking risk and helping other people become disciples of Jesus and also growing as yourself as a disciple of Jesus. And one other thing I want to say is about Anishiva and risk is that we do these things in submission to community and to the Holy Spirit, which means we give people the authority in our lives to correct us and encourage us. And you give the Holy Spirit the authority in your life to correct you and to encourage you. So I want to end with an encouragement to the women to reflect on your life and how you feel about taking initiative and risks in the way that Ruth did, to think about why you feel this way, to think about how with God and those around you, you can grow in these godly characteristics of taking initiative and taking risk. And if you're a woman already comfortable and confident in your ability to do these things, think about how you can be an encouragement to the women and the girls in your life. And to the men, I want to say, reflect on how you can make space for the women and girls in your life to grow in their abilities to take initiative and risk. Think about how you can facilitate their growth towards godliness in these ways. And lastly, I want to say that in all things, we look to Jesus. As we think about our lives and masculinity and femininity and men and women, we always fix our eyes on Jesus, who is balance himself. And that's all.
Thank you, Natalie.